Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. While July 4th in modern times means a trip to the beach, a barbecue, and fireworks, the date was deadly serious business for people gathered to sign the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Historian Gary Entz of Rhinelander says the signers of the document that eventually led to American freedom from Great Britain were placing their lives in jeopardy.
When they signed that paper, they were committing treason against their country, and they knew it very well. They were, up to that point, loyal to the King of Britain, and even though there was fighting going on, there was hope that they could reconcile their differences.
Entz says the signers had warrants for arrest through the conflict, but he says the lead-up to the signing is significant. He says land speculation by the colonists had led to the French and Indian War involving a land dispute. This led to the British to take action.
The British put down what's known as the Proclamation of 1763, which drew a line down the Appalachian Mountains, or the Appalachian Line. They said, you know, colonists stay on the east side, on the west is Native American land. Well, the land speculators kept crossing the line, kept violating the treaty, kept causing conflicts with the Indians, and so the British had to send troops out there to the frontier in order to keep the peace.
That led to the raising of taxes on things like tea, which led to rising discontent among the colonists. We have a much longer interview with Dr. Gary Entz at WXPR.org. Officials with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office are once again warning residents about transient workers scamming residents out of their money in exchange for low-quality work. Lieutenant Tim Fisher says it seems to happen about this time each year.
People know what blacktop costs, and they know what types of jobs those costs are going to incur. And if you didn't solicit the goods and services, I would just recommend or strongly encourage people not to make a rash decision to go ahead with a project of that undertaking.
Oftentimes, he says they'll offer the work to you when you don't expect it, so make sure you ask questions.
You know, do your research, get their name, find out about their company, research their company. If they're legitimate, you know, they won't have any problems giving you references, contact information, things like that. If it's not a job that you had planned on, don't make a rash decision and all of a sudden just decide to do it.
Fisher says every summer his office gets dozens of calls about transient workers. As the Federal Trade Commission seeks ideas on how to better police big tech, a newly launched nonprofit is helping existing small businesses access digital tools and advocates for the protection of small business interests as they relate to technology. Roz Brown has more.
The FTC will hold from 15 to 20 meetings between September and January to assess the need for new laws aimed at consumer privacy and marketplace competition. Jake Ward is president of Connected Commerce Council, or 3C. He says regulations aimed at big tech could have the unintended consequence of hurting small businesses that rely on digital tools and services to grow and succeed. He believes the proper digital tools, resources, and training can improve efficiency for a small business and increase their potential for success.
The benefit of these platforms, these tools, and these technologies to today's small businesses is remarkable. They grow faster, they run more efficiently, they make more money, they last longer.
In 2018, a study by Deloitte Professional Services found that small businesses with high levels of digital engagement earn twice as much revenue per employee. In Fort Worth, Texas, businesswoman Victoria Wise uses digital tools to promote her Tanglewood Moms blog and tell community stories that highlight entrepreneurship, cultural diversity, and education.
You don't have to hire a team of professionals. You can really do it all yourself and then grow, generate revenue, potentially add on employees, and that's what I've done.
Wise says small businesses are helping drive the world's economy more than ever, and digital tools such as web building software, social media, and data analytics help them remain competitive on the world stage. I'm Roz Brown.
The Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates Wisconsin could collect $90 million in internet sales taxes if regulatory changes are made by October 1st. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling on a case originated in South Dakota and has opened the door for states to collect the taxes. Based on 2017 rates, if Wisconsin implemented the collections, the average taxpayer would save $52 because state law requires an equal cut in income taxes under those conditions. The weather forecast for tonight, look for skies to be partly cloudy with an overnight low dropping down to about 65. For Independence Day, 20% chance of showers, but mostly sunny skies with a high near 88. Wednesday night, 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low 69. Thursday, cloudy, then gradual clearing with a high near 82. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.